Cape Talk.
The Africa Report.
With JJ Cornish.
13 minutes past five now, and you know what that means. It is time to chat to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci, Abs.
Hey, I'm telling you, talking about Africa, we're trying to come up with a different name, Jean-Jacques, for state capture. Because the former president, Jacob Zuma, says, I agreed there were people that were doing things that they weren't supposed to do. But you're saying it's state capture? It's a strong word. So we're trying to help here and come up with an alternative.
I can offer rampant corruption.
I think he may feel that's a bit strong too. Nonetheless, let's get down to business, monsieur. Morocco passes a long overdue a law against sexual violence.
Yes, you know, and harassment. And this is public harassment. Normally you had harassment in the workplace, but this is harassment. And very interesting that they haven't properly legislated against marital rape and domestic violence, which is particularly bad in Morocco. So the women's groups say, yes, thank you for this, but you've got a long way to go. There's a template of Tunisia in the neighborhood, and they have passed laws against both marital rape and domestic violence. And they also oblige the state to protect and give shelter to victims of domestic violence. So that's very interesting. You know, they reckon that between 60 and 70% of Moroccan women have experienced some kind of sexual violence. So that is interesting. And, you know, about 3% of rape victims, it is estimated, report rape, because extramarital sex is outlawed in Morocco, all right? So if you report somebody for rape and you cannot then prove criminal intent, you stand liable for prosecution for extramarital sex. So it's a roundabout, legal roundabout. Yeah. And the women's group, some of them are really angry, saying, well, this is just window dressing. But others are saying, well, it's a start, you know, let's move from there.
Mm. And moving to the Niger region, Mamadou Issoufou says he will not be standing again as president.
That's good news, isn't it? I mean, he came to power in 2011. He won the election in 2016. He said, I'm not going to be changing the constitution. That's me. I don't do that. But he, of course, plays his prominent role in the G5 group, the Sahel group of Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and, of course, he's Niger, fighting terror there. And they say there's an increased threat of terror from that in that region. You know, this is a part of the sort of African Solutions to African Problems deal. I mean, they do have some help from the United Nations and from French troops, but they are stepping up themselves to fight the threats that face them. So good news. A very comforting or encouraging interview with him. He did speak to Radio France a little earlier. This was with the BBC, though. So he's making his position known, you know, that I'm a true Democrat. I'm not going to try and hang around. But we have problems, and yes, we're grateful for the help we get, but we need a lot of understanding too.
I found myself in two minds over this one, because at one end, I understand that a country has to do what it's got to do, but also how far do you push this? Zimbabwe has limited the movement of its citizens trying to control the cholera outbreak.
Well, yes, they have. There's a state of emergency now being declared in Harare. Public assembly has been banned. You know, there's been 3,000 suspected cases of cholera, waterborne disease, that is very easy to treat, but could be fatal within hours if it isn't treated. And they've had 21 deaths already. But, you know, Abs, why? They're not overreacting, I don't think, because a decade ago, 3,000 people died of cholera in Zimbabwe. So, I mean, this is Emmerson Mnangagwa comes in, his position is challenged, he beats that. Zimbabwe, what is his phrase? Zimbabwe open for business, and this cholera outbreak comes. You know, I mean, it's a difficult one. Cholera in Africa, it's a hugely problematic disease. And I mean, we did have a situation in Angola, which is a country which, with oil wealth, was unable to contain a cholera outbreak in its capital. So you know, something that you've got all hands to the pumps. You've got to do everything you can to contain it. And, you know, with a broken down infrastructure in Zimbabwe, the waterborne sewage and that sort of thing is not working as well as it should. It contaminates the water supply. So they've got grown-up work to do trying to beat this outbreak.
Yeah, no. Do what you got to do at the end of the day. Monsieur, merci beaucoup. À la semaine prochaine.
À la semaine prochaine, cher collègue.
Thank you so much. That is Monsieur. Yeah, did you hear that last part there? I'm going to ask what that means next week. By the way, if you're wondering why am I greeting and saying goodbye in French with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Connish, it's all in the name of learning. I mean, it's French. It's the beautiful language.